This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The two Korean leaders ended a third summit with a visit Thursday to the symbolic Mount Paektu volcano along the Chinese border. The results of that summit in Pyongyang generally welcomed following North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's pledge to dismantle key missile facilities and close the country's main nuclear complex if the U.S. takes reciprocal actions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Washington is ready to resume talks with Pyongyang and offered to meet with the North Korean counterpart. He called for a completion of North Korea's denuclearization by January 2021.
오늘 김정은 위원장과 나는
On Wednesday, South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said they agreed on specific measures to remove the fear of war and possibility of armed clashes. But RAND Corporation defense analyst Bruce Bennett said the North has so far committed to very little since the diplomatic thaw began earlier this year.
The problem, of course, is that Kim Jong-un at this stage hasn't done a single meaningful thing to dismantle his nuclear weapons. In fact, he's going the opposite direction. He's making nuclear weapons and increasing his stockpile.
Asia Society Policy Institute analyst Daniel Russell, a former diplomat, said summits and promises are no substitute for negotiations. Liberia is looking into the mysterious disappearance of more than $100 million ordered by the central bank, equivalent to 5% of GNP. Several people, including a former central bank governor, have been barred from leaving the country. Justice Farley is a local businessman.
The level of rampant corruption is affecting our country. It's not only the country, but affecting the poor masses.
The money entered the country between November and August in containers at the port of Monrovia and then vanished. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak faces new corruption charges related to the multi-billion-dollar OneMDB state fund. He's been detained since being charged on seven other counts since his electoral defeat in May. This is VOA News. The annual U.S. report on terrorism released Wednesday showed a drop in terrorist incidents last year, but the terrorism landscape has become more complex, with groups like Al-Qaeda and Islamic State dispersing beyond the Middle East and using clandestine tactics. Ambassador Nathan Sales is the State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism.
Iran remains the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism and is responsible for intensifying multiple conflicts and undermining U.S. interests in Syria, in Yemen, in Iraq, in Bahrain, in Afghanistan, and in Lebanon.
The report said most attacks last year occurred in just five countries, Afghanistan, India, Iraq, Pakistan, and the Philippines. But Islamic State's threat to China and Chinese interests, the report said, is growing. The U.S. says it's prepared to negotiate a treaty with Iran that covers all areas of concern, including its ballistic missile program. Special U.S. Envoy Brian Hook said it will not be a personal agreement like the one in 2015 involving Iran's nuclear program.
The Iran nuclear deal was an agreement made by Iran with the president at the time. It was not a treaty. They did not have the votes in the U.S. Senate, and so they found the votes in the U.N. Security Council. And that's insufficient in our system of government.
Among U.S. demands, the release of Americans detained in Iran, ending its nuclear missile programs and its financial backing in conflicts like Syria and Yemen. Thousands of civilians are said to be returning to their homes in the embattled northwest Syrian province of Idlib days after Russia and Turkey reached agreement to forestall a government assault to retake the rebel-held province. The UN said nearly 40,000 were internally displaced. Thousands have returned in recent days. Meanwhile, the leader of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah says his militant group will keep its presence in Syria until further notice. Election officials in Democratic Republic of Congo have released an official list of presidential candidates for a ballot scheduled in December. Incumbent President Joseph Kabila is barred from seeking a third term and is backing Emmanuel Ramazani Shadary. His biggest challenge comes from opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has won a ruling party leadership vote, putting him on track to becoming Japan's longest-serving post-war leader if he remains in office through November 2019. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister, Chrystia Freeland, resumed trade talks with the U.S. in Washington Wednesday.
We've been engaged in a very intensive negotiation, something Ambassador Lighthizer calls a continuous negotiation, over the past 4 weeks.
Negotiators face an October 1 deadline to reach a free trade deal similar to that reached between the U.S. and Mexico last month, replacing the so-called North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. On Wall Street, the benchmark Dow Jones Index hit its highest level since January on Wednesday, closing at 26,405, a gain of nearly 160 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.